A 9-11 and a 1-11. Neither one of those sound very good. A 9-11 or a 1-11. Let's move it, Rod. See what we got this morning. Are we hearing ringing? You hear ringing? Somebody figure out the ringer. Ring like this. I hear something. It's either that or my hearing aid's going off and I ain't got one. Now, in a few years, you're going to have to put up with that. You're going to go, man, is this hearing aid again? But anyway, as of right now, I don't have that yet. Here we go. In medical terms, a 911 means a what? Or even a what? You don't want to do like the jokers do sometimes. I saw it on TV where they went through the drive-thru at McDonald's, and the drive-thru lady didn't give them the right food. They called 911. They were arrested for that. You don't want to do that. A 9-11 means an emergency, amen, or even a tragedy. But what about a 1-11? We're talking about in medical terms, and these can be different places, but a lot of times in a hospital, a 1-11 means what? Trouble, and it actually means, say that with me, additional hands. Thank you. Thank you. We just accept it. Thank you. It's doing it again. If you can't get it to stop, you got to walk it out. You got to walk it out, man. Come on. Welcome back, Pastor. All right, here we go. I'm like a child. I hear something, see something, I want to know what it is. Here we go. So it means trouble. Now listen to me. Stay with me. Ready? Stay with me. Life can be very hard. That's what I mean by a 9-11. That's what I mean by a 1-11. Life can be very hard, but regardless of how hard life is, look at me. Being happy as I live my life, say it with me, is my what? It's my choice. Yeah, but you don't understand. You know, you'd be surprised how much I might understand. Or you might be surprised how much somebody else might understand. But they've made a choice not to live in that mess. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Say. All right. So, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts. This is God speaking. I know the thoughts. This is Almighty God talking. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the who? The Lord. Thoughts of what? And not of evil, to give you an expected end. So regardless of what somebody else thinks about you, regardless of what's happened to your life, this is what God says about you. You listening or not? I'm going crazy. This will be a video that people will want to see. No, not because of what I'm saying, because of the way I'm acting on stage. So this scripture teaches God wants what in my life? God wants what? And God wants what? That's what it says. I know my thoughts toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, so He wants good in my life, to give an expected end. That word expected end is the word hope. So God wants to give you hope. God wants me to what? Say it with me. God wants me to what? Live. That's God's will for my life, is to live. And I'm going to just take just a moment, not take a lot of time. But 4 years ago, it was actually on a Sunday, but 4 years ago this past Friday was 1-9-11. Is that right? 1-9-11. Well, for me, without getting into a whole lot of detail, that was the day that my wife of 28 years left me for somebody else. It killed me. Can you say killed me? It was hard on me and my young'uns. It's just hard. It's hard. Y'all been through it. Y'all, a lot of y'all been through that. You know how hard it is, right? So that's hard. So that's where that 9-11 comes from. You understand? Yes or no? That was my 9-11. Gary, what are you going to do? You going to live or die? You going to make it or not? And I don't know if y'all remember my message series right after that was called two words. Making what? It. Making it. Say that with me. Little did I know on 1-11-11, so 1-9-11, on 1-11-11, that's 1-1-1-1-1, that was 4 years ago today, there was a woman in this town whose husband had hurt her very badly and hurt her children and was locked away for doing it. And she had a little baby inside of her. And she was depressed. Didn't know what to do. And on 1/11/11, she gave birth to a little baby. Well, that little baby and that woman now is my wife. And that little baby, we celebrate her birthday today. She's four. She's four today. And that's what life can be for you guys. Listen to me. A 9/11 and a 1/11, it doesn't have to be death. It can be a birthday party. Did you hear me say? I know that sounds crazy, but see, that's the way God does math. He's a good God. He's a merciful God. You live on a planet where a bunch of mess happens and crap happens, I call it. And it's hard. But you can have life and you can choose life. And don't think I'm some hero or something. I ain't. Because I didn't want to live life. And I struggled. And if it hadn't have been for a 1/11 and many hands on deck and people helping, I probably wouldn't have made it. Amen? Say. Are you getting the idea of the message this morning? I think we're getting there now, aren't we? Come on. So God wants me to have a life. A life that's full of what? A life that's full of what? A life that's full of what? That's God's will for my life. God wants me to what? That's God's will for my life. He does an awesome thing. He's Adonai. Isn't that what Mitchell sang about? That's what he sang about. When the faintest knock on his door, you can't even hardly knock. You're so weak. You don't even know how to knock and ask. But God can hear. And Adonai. I lift up my heart and I cry. And He can turn that weakness into boldness. That's what that song said. Did you hear it? That's Him doing that. That's beautiful. So the story is, here it is. If I want to live my life this way, what way? A life of peace, a life of good, a life of hope. A life of peace, a life of good, a life of hope. If I want to have a life of peace, full of peace, a life full of good, a life full of hope, I've got to choose to live this way. Do you hear me? Amen. I've got to choose to live this way. It has to be my choice. I must choose. Say it with me. I must say it one more time. I must choose life. And you might say, Clark, I've already done it. You're boring me to tears. Well, just hang in there. Somebody might need it. Amen. Come on. So a 9/11 and a 1/11, that's what we're talking about today. A 9/11 and a 1/11. God can do great things. It reminds me of a passage over in Luke 9. Now, I did recently a series on the kingdom. I know this is a kingdom passage, but that's the beauty of the Word of God. You can learn some other things, too, from it. Amen? So, it reminds me of this passage. It came to pass, talking about Jesus, that as they went in the way, Jesus and His crew, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto Jesus, Lord, I'm going to follow You wherever You go. And Jesus said unto him, Son, I don't know if you know what you're thinking. Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But if you're going to follow me, you need to know, I don't even know where I'm sleeping tonight. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Do you know what you're saying, son? Keep looking. And he said unto another, follow me. And he said, Lord, I'll do it, but suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead. Boy, that's a tough statement, isn't it? Wow. You know what Jesus is saying? You want to live and go with me? You got to go. We got to keep moving, Jack. Come on, moving. Let's go. Come on. Got to keep the thing going down the road here. Okay, let the dead bury the dead, and you come and you preach the kingdom of God. Keep looking. Another said unto him, Lord, I'm going to follow you, but let me first go bid farewell to all my family and friends and everybody at the town and those at my house. And Jesus said this. Say it with me. And Jesus said unto him, say this part with me. No man, having put his hand to the plow, and what? Looking back is what? For the kingdom of God. Now, I know we could talk a lot about this passage. To me, it just came up in my mind as I was studying. Let's roll it, Raj. If I spend my life looking back, listen, If I spend my life looking back instead of looking forward, I will not have a life that's full of peace. Yes or no? I will not have a life that's full of... I don't see a whole lot of good coming out of your life or my life if all I do is just keep looking back at the pain and pulling it out and cuddling it and rubbing it. No, I just so bad off. Look. I don't see that being helpful for your life. Amen? Yes or no? And I'm not going to have a life that's full of what? Hope, man. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart what? Sick. If you don't have hope, you're sick. God's trying to tell us something today. And so why did I think of that story over in Luke? Well, the Lord brought it to my mind. Why? Because it has to be my choice. Say it with me. It has to be my choice to keep what? Both hands on the plow. I don't know. I never was a farmer. I had a garden. Mama and I, we did a garden. We did have one of them tillers. Those are crank-up tiller things, you know. And brother, if you didn't keep both hands on that thing, it's going to cut somebody. You know, and it wouldn't be straight. Can you imagine running a plow and doing this? Here, let's do it. Here we go. Got my hand on the plow. Horse, now, he going this way. Got my hand on plow, and I'm doing this. How do you think that's going to work? Say. Is that going to work pretty good? Say. Uh-uh. You're going to go in a ditch, and your life's going to be screwed up and crooked and a mess. That's what I'm talking about today. So, and just think about that passage one more time. It has to be my choice to keep both hands on the plow, even if I'm what? Jesus was. You mean, Pastor, if I still got to choose life, even if I'm homeless? Absolutely you do. Sure you do. You don't want to be homeless the rest of your life, do you? Say. I know. So you choose the life right now that you've got. Man, I'm going to live life. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the best out of what I got right now. And it's going to get better because God wants peace in my life. He wants good in my life. And He wants hope in my life. Amen. Say. So, even if I just lost the dearest person in my life, I got to go back. Let me go bury my father. We spend the rest of our life burying people that are dead. Or missing people that have walked out on us. Listen to me, friend. Listen to me. Listen. You keep your both hands on the plow, even if you've lost the dearest person in your life. And I know that's hard on some of you. You've lost the dearest loved one. A husband's lost a wife. A wife's lost a husband. Parents have lost children. I'm not minimizing the pain. I'm saying you're still here. You're still here. We need you. We want you. The world needs you. We need your help. Would you put both hands on the plow and trust the Lord's going to take care of whatever happened to them or whatever's happened in your life? Keep both hands on the plow. Would you do that? Say. God loves you that much, and you have that much value, and you matter that much to Him. Choose life, man. Even if I've moved... Isn't that what was happening to the fella? He's moving. Got to go say bye to family, mama, daddy, friends. Hey, listen, a lot of you have moved, man. And you're here. You're here in a town called Englewood. And I go to McDonald's a lot. That's what I like to do. I go there for breakfast in the morning. I like the folks. I meet so many people there. How many have ever seen me at McDonald's? You want to see your hand? See there? Sure. Had two old men the other day. I'm sitting at the end down there talking to Kim, and we got the little girls with us, and they're talking about, well, I like him. And look at that. Look at those pretty little girls. And they don't know I hear better than they do. Because they talk sort of loud when they get old like that. So, and then they said this. One said, I'm going to go to his church one day. And the other old man said, I think I'm going to go too one day. You never know what happens if you choose to live life. If you choose to, back it up if you don't mind. If you choose to make Englewood your town, honey, we've moved here. We don't live where we lived, but we live here. Look at how beautiful. Look at all the good things. Look at the people right here. Even if you've moved, listen, if you're always looking back up north, are y'all hearing me or not? Say. Now, some of you are here part-time. I understand that's a beautiful thing. But even when you're here, why not live life when you're here and not always back up yonder? Y'all listening or not? Say. That's what I'm talking about. Does that make any sense or not? I think it makes more sense than I probably realize. Amen? So it's my choice, it's my responsibility to do what? Now, can we say it loud? It's my choice and my responsibility to do what? Wow. And believe it or not, a lot of folks hurting in this room. People hear this on the radio. They go hear the thing ringing. They go, what's that? But anyway, it'll be fine. And it'll bless people. Let's finish that Jeremiah passage. Now look, now I know what I'm thinking about you, God says. You don't have to worry about my mind. You're the one with the crazy head. That's what God's saying. I know what I'm thinking about you. What you're thinking about you is maybe not too good right now. But God says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of peace, thoughts of good things, and thoughts of hope for your life. Verse 12. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. It's amazing when you make the decision to choose life and to know that God is not picking on you. Say that with me. God is not. He gave His Son for you, for crying out loud. Are you kidding me? Say. Gave His Spirit to come alongside you. The Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one that comes alongside to walk with you through the mess. He wants you to make it. So get that in your mind. I've got to choose life. I want peace. I want good and I want hope. And then, listen, get your mind like that. And call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. He knows. He sees. Pray to Him. He says, I'm going to do what? I'm going to hear you. I'm going to hear you. I'm going to hear you. Seek me. Don't do me some lay me down, a little sleep, kind of little prayer, some kind of little magic thing. No, 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 no. Seek Him. Seek Him. Seek Him. Make that choice. And it's amazing when you got both hands on the plow, you can see a little bit better where you're going. Amen. Come on. Ain't looking back. No. I'm going forward. Life, Lord, I want to seek You. I want to find out what You have for my life. Because see, I'm not going to live in the past. I'm going to live the life that You have for me. And then search for me with what? Your whole what? Search for me with your heart. God says, start seeking me and searching for me deep down inside. I mean, down in that stomach where that pain is and where that, oh my God, that ache where you're hurting so bad. Take that same place and start searching for me with that same kind of feeling. Am I driving you crazy? Okay. Almighty God thinks about me. Oh my gosh, can you say that with me? Almighty God. Oh man, that's crazy, isn't it? I don't know about you, but I've heard God speak. Not out loud, but He may as well have said it out loud. But I've heard the Lord speak, certainly over the last several years. And He's spoken to me when I was hurting. I know what it is to have the Holy Spirit and to be full of the Holy Spirit and to experience the Holy Spirit. It's not flopping like a chicken. I'm going to put the word out on it. He came so that you could live. He came so when you're hurting and you're by yourself, you're not alone. Are you hearing me today? He loves you. He cares for you. Oh, Almighty God thinks about me. That's a huge thought. And look at this. And what He thinks about me is what? Well, that's funny, ain't it, right there? Say, I got 5 minutes. You're a mean man, Mr. Grinch. We watched The Grinch this year, you know, with Jim Carrey? And that one. So Danny's going, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You know how nice that is for me to hear those things in my home? That's a blessing, isn't it? Thoughts of peace, God says. Thoughts of good. This is what I think about you. Thoughts of hope. And we're going to fly, Rod, from here on in. God knows that I can have the what? He knows that I can have the... Yeah, God knows that. See, God sees it. We just see the mess. And we keep looking back. It's all I can see. That's what God thinks. That's pretty good, isn't it? I like it.
It's my choice and my responsibility, however, to do what? We'll read Deuteronomy together. Look, I'll read it. Just follow along. See, I've set before you this day, God speaking. I've set before you this day life and what? And death and evil. In that I've commanded you this day to love the Lord your God. Walk in His ways. Keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments. That you may what? And not just live, you're going to do what? God says, I can do some crazy math in your life. And the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. Keep looking. But, if your heart turns away and you want to follow the past, you'll keep looking at the past instead of looking at me, so that you're not going to hear, but you're going to be drawn away and you're going to worship other gods. I'm going to tell you something right now. Instead of having faith that God can pull you out of the mess and have a good life, you're one looking at the past and think your life's over. I'm going to tell you something. Listen, I said it to you. That's worshiping a false God. That's not the God. God wants this for you, not this. Quit worshiping the past. Move forward, man. God says, matter of fact, I'm going to denounce you this day that you shall surely perish. And you shall not prolong your days upon the land. You want to die an early death? Live in the past. Whether you pass over this Jordan to go in to possess it. Keep looking. I call heaven and earth to say that with me. To what? Record this day against you. That I have set before you. Say it with me. Life and... Keep going. Blessing and... Now everybody together, therefore choose that both you and your family can live. Did y'all get it today? We ain't done though, but I appreciate that. We ain't done, but I appreciate that. We're almost done. Tell me we're almost done, brother. Say it with me. Choose. Amen. Come on. That you may love the Lord your God. That you may obey His voice. By the way, it's the same thing He said in Jeremiah. That you may cleave unto Him, for He is your what? I thought this was my life. No, that won't your life. He's my life. Life's this way, not that way. Quit worshiping that way. Worship this way. For He's your life and the length of your what? That you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and to give them. And I understand that's Old Testament, but trust me, I believe He likes the message today. Amen? Come on. So, what we see in that little passage, say it with me. Love the Lord. Obey His voice. Uh-oh, don't forget, both hands on the what? Hold on to Him. Rose that away, not that away. He is my what? That's what the Scripture just said. He is my life. He gives me my what? Stop thinking you're in charge of your days. You want to live in the past? Well, good. That could be your very last day. Today might be your very last day, and you're done today, and you're out of here today, and He's going to call you home today. Is that what you won't say? Don't live like that. If you're going to live like a dead man, why not go on home? You can live alive. You can have a life. God says, choose what? Life. I know that's hard preaching. God is certain about His thoughts toward me. We've already seen it. He wants peace for me. He wants good for me. He wants hope for me. God knows that I can have this. He knows I can have it. He has no doubt about it. I must call. I must pray. I must seek. I must search. He knows all it. This can happen. God can make it happen. I choose a life of blessing. I will what? Love the Lord. I will obey His voice. I will hold on to Him, even though it's hard. He knows. Well, look at that. God can take a 1-9-11 and a 1-11-11. He can take a 1-9-11. Kim, are you here? And He can take a 1-11-11 and He can turn it into a 1-11-15. That's what He can do. Hey, God knows how to do the what? One more time. God knows how to do the what? Amen. I know it's a hard message on some of you today because I'm here forward and you're still back here. And trust me, I was back there. The message is for you today. I want you to keep coming up this way. Come on up this way. Amen? How many remember when I'd preach making it, I'd point to that crack way up yonder? Y'all remember me pointing to that crack? I said, well, I'm down here now, but one day I'm going to get about that crack. I'm coming out of this hole. Not because I'm a great guy, but because I have a great God. Amen. Can you say this loud with me? Come on. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. I choose what? Are we good, Raj? I will have, here it is, 2015, baby. I'm going to have me some victory this year. What I'm going to have, some victory this year. It's a choice I've made. Amen. Come on, let's get on up on our feet. Thank you.